each and every Tuesday at this time, we have the head coach of the Raiders on, the Hugh Jackson Show, and always good to talk to the coach after a win, and that was the case on Sunday when they went to Minnesota and beat the Vikings. Coach Grant Napier, how are you today?
Good, Grant. How are you doing?
I am doing super. You know, I want to start with your offensive line because we talked so much about this in Napa, and it's one of the question marks. But here we are approaching Thanksgiving, and your offensive line has only given up 15 sacks, and that was an area of concern last year. I think it was 44 or 45 sacks. I mean, that really says a lot about how they've come along as a unit.
No, they really have. Those guys have really bonded together. There's a unit of guys up there that have worked together since training camp up to this point, and I think they really take a lot of pride in doing their jobs. They're getting very well coached by Bob Wiley and Steve Wisniewski, and those guys have really done a tremendous job.
Coach Jared Valdir, and the job that he and your offensive players did against one of the very best in football in Jared Allen, I mean, how impressed were you when you looked at the tape when you got home about the job that they did?
I was very. I mean, because I knew those guys were the key to our success in keeping our cornerback upright, and those guys took the challenge and they got it done.
Your offense has gone through transition anytime you have a new quarterback and so many injuries without McFadden, without Jacoby Ford, back and forth. I mean, where are you at with the offense right now in terms of, you know, on a 1 to 10, 10 being the best it can be and 1 being terrible? I mean, where are they at right now?
I think we're still, we're 10th in the National Football League in offense, you know, and I don't really get worry about numbers or any of that, but that's something with all the injuries we've had and plugging people in here, whether it be the quarterback, like you mentioned, to the receivers, to the running back, our guys just continue to keep working and keep doing the things that we need to do to win football games.
You're not surprised by Carson Palmer's performance. You told me that a week ago. But with that said, is that transition now, is that complete? I mean, is he now the quarterback that if someone was going to watch your team play, Coach, and they weren't familiar with what had gone on previously, they wouldn't know that this guy hadn't been with the team all year. I mean, that's how he looks to me.
Absolutely, no doubt. He's just done a great job. He's come in here and he's put his head down. He's gone to work and he spends a lot of time with his teammates. He spends a lot of time working at his craft of becoming one of the better quarterbacks in the league. He had that reputation coming in and he's just doing exactly what he's been doing all his career.
Fans always want to know about Thanksgiving, and I always say, you know, I've done the NBA for 23 years, Coach, and there are no holidays in sports. So, I mean, this really is just a regular work week for you and your team, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We will definitely practice on Thursday. Now, let them, you know, go earlier on Thursday after they're done with practice. But myself and the staff, we'll make sure we get prepared for Friday. And then when we get an opportunity to get out the doors, we'll get out the doors.
All right, so you got Chicago coming in. No Jay Cutler. Do you know what to expect from this team offensively?
Yeah, it's a team that's still very explosive on offense. They have a tremendous runner, Forte, and then the quarterback, Haney, you know, I think he's a good player. And I think he knows their system, and they have several other weapons on their football team. So this is a good offensive football team that we're facing.
You have arguably the best special teams in pro football with Shane Leckler and Janikowski, although Janikowski's been bothered by the injury. Will you kick to Devin Hester?
Well, we'll discuss that as we continue to move forward during the week. That's a scary thought to
right.
Kick this young man the ball. He's definitely very good or the best at what he does, because I still think Jacoby Ford, my guy, when he's healthy, is as good as anybody too. But Devin Hester can change a game very quickly, and I think we all know that and respect that.
Have you ever seen anybody in your years of being in the National Football League that's better than Devin Hester?
No, I haven't. I know Jacoby Ford, in my opinion, when he's healthy, he ranks right up there, in my opinion, with the best. But Devin Hester right now unquestionably is the best kick returner in football.
Tough schedule coming up. I know you do look at that proverbial one week at a time, but two big road games after this. We always talk about, is a football team getting better from week to week? And because of all the changes, and we talked about some of them with Carson Palmer, do you feel your team's still getting better every week?
I do. I think there's some things, I mean, we see small progress in things that we're really trying to make sure that we get through and work through and that type of thing. But as you know, then sometimes when you're seeing that improvement, something else pops up. So we'll just continue to keep working at it. I think this team is really bought into one game at a time. We're going to throw everything into this game here this Sunday, and then we're going to worry about those other games as they come.
For the folks that listen to our show each and every week with the coach at 520, you can go to the Raiders Facebook page and you can vote for the KHTK Player of the Game. And this week they voted for Carson Palmer. Now, there were a lot of deserving players, but it's nice that the fans recognized the job that Carson Palmer did. And, you know, we talked about him. You've known him for such a long time. You get a chance to talk to him every day. The fans don't have that type of availability to the quarterback. Where's he at with his confidence right now with your offense?
I think it's soaring each and every day. I mean, like I told him in this last game, and I'm sure he felt, he played extremely well. He gave this team an opportunity to win. We didn't turn the ball over. We scored touchdowns when we needed to. Obviously, we need to finish in the fourth quarter, continue to get better in that area. But I think he's doing a great job of taking care of the team, really getting to know his teammates, being the quarterback and the leader that I think you need to be and to have as you go down this stretch, because obviously the good teams are going to really start rising up here, and we plan on being one of them.
You were frustrated with some of the comments you made about you don't know what's tackling anymore, this or that. Do you regret at all making those comments, number one? And number two, are you trying to send a message to the league somehow by making those comments?
No, that day I wasn't. You know, I have no regret of making the statements that I did, because that's how I felt. And but I have since talked to the powers that be and feel very comfortable that we're going to look at some of the things that have happened and see if we can resolve them. And that's all you can ask. I think I will in the future make sure that when I make those comments that they're in the right time. I don't want it to be just out of frustration, because those things are going to happen. But I just want, as I said before, that this team has the best opportunity, just like the 31 other ball clubs, to go to the game and play the game and not be seen as a team that is just one that's riddled with penalties.
Yep. And I don't want to get you in trouble here, but this is what I said on the show, is that this organization in the last 10 years has had many head coaches, so you can't blame the coach. You've had many different players come in and out of the team. That means you're a different team every few years. And yet this happens every single year. And the fans are going, now, wait a minute. How on earth can that possibly happen? And that's why I think there are so many questions raised when it comes to the amount of penalties with your football team. Do you agree?
Well, I can see that, and I understand that. And my job is to make sure I try to get it fixed, and that's our players' job and our commitment to each other. And obviously we are not doing it yet to where we want to get it done. But the bottom line is we need to continue to work at it and get better. At the same time, I just want to make sure that we're playing on a level playing field.
I like to always ask you about particular players. We spent a lot of time talking about Carson Palmer, but without Darren McFadden, boy, Michael Bush, and you knew he was good, but boy, to get the football as many times as he has, I mean, you got to be just pleased beyond belief at his performance.
Yes, I am. I mean, the young man's carried the ball 60 times in the last two games, 30 times apiece, and he hasn't missed a beat. And he's looking to get it 30 more times this week if that's what we need to do. But he's done a tremendous job, and he's a tremendous football player, and I'm glad he's here.
You know, then on the other side of the ball, and we don't really talk a lot about Tyvon Branch, but he's really having a solid year, isn't he?
Yes, he is. I've said before the season started that he's one of the rising stars in this league, and he's proven that to be true.
All right, we got a Twitter question. You can follow the Raiders on Twitter, at Raiders, or you can follow me on Twitter, at Grant Napier Show. And, Coach, this week's question comes from Martin P81. He wants to know, Coach, it seems now that with Carson Palmer looking a lot more comfortable, what should we expect when McFadden and Ford return?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, that's right.
It's a football team. If we can get all these guys back, you know, and healthy and out there practicing and playing, I feel very comfortable that when we can get those guys back, that we had a chance to be a top-five offensive unit.
I'm curious. You went on the road a couple of weeks ago on 3 days rest and beat San Diego, and you're an NFL fan, so I know you're going to be watching NFL football when you're not on the practice field Thursday. And that's an only an hour flight, and I'm not asking you to root or root against the team, but can you imagine being San Francisco and having to play on a Sunday and then flying all the way to the other side of the country to play a game on Thursday? I mean, how about that for a schedule?
That's tough. I mean, that's really a tough chore, you know, and I know Jim will do everything he can to get those guys ready to play. He'll have them prepared, and they'll go play as hard as they can, but there's no question that playing on a Thursday and having to travel that far is very, is a very tough task for the football team.
As we do approach Thanksgiving, as it relates to the Oakland Raiders franchise, you as the first year as a head coach in the National Football League, what are you most thankful for, Hugh?
The opportunity that Coach Davis gave me to help run this organization, and the vision that he instilled in me. We're getting closer to that. We're not there yet, but I do know that we're trying to do everything we can to show him the gratitude and appreciation that he has given this organization by winning. And that's the only way to give it back to him is by winning here and winning for him.
And I know that we see initials and we see the name Al on the Raiders gear, on your jackets and everything. I mean, is he still a focal point every day? Is he mentioned every day in that building and on the practice field?
In some form, he is. And I will carry him with me as long as I'm living, because he is he was tremendous to me, and I can never repay him for the opportunity that he gave me.
And injury-wise, I know you're going to tell me this is the same answer, but we'll find out more tomorrow. Is that the way you go, because it's Tuesday and we won't know until Wednesday?
You got it.
You know, because you know what the fans, coach, they always go, make sure you ask coach about this guy. Make sure, and I tell him, I go, the coach will not tell me anything because it's Tuesday, right, coach?
Absolutely.
All right, well, listen, I know you got to work on Thursday, but happy Thanksgiving nevertheless, and thanks so much for coming on as you always do.
Thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you as well.
Appreciate it. That's the head coach of the Raiders, Hugh Jackson, joining us right here on 1140 The Fan. And, you know, and again, Hugh's very tight with the injuries anyway. You know, we know that he is not going to disclose too much on the injury front, but the teams don't have to disclose injuries on the injury report until Wednesday. And a lot of times he doesn't get the full update until Wednesday, because today is an off day for the players. All right, we'll come back. More to come here on the Grant Napier Show on The Fan.